scalp them. All right, Fun with Real Audio is coming up here right now. So let's get to that.
Let us get to that. Now, if anybody saw Good Morning Texas last week, please spare the email that's going to come flying at me. Because I'm playing this on account of a funny laugh. And I know the story that was running was not particularly funny. Good Morning Texas, which has a whole new cast and crew. Gary Cogill, he's moved on to do bigger and better things. But their new cast, and I enjoy them. They do a good job over there. They focused on something called...
Well, they tried to get you to be a part of that.
Yes, but I am too busy with radio.
WoodsOnRun.com.
They were so impressed by that. They focused on a story called The Church Under the Bridge. Church. Familiar?
No.
In Waco? You ever driven back from Waco or been around Waco? And this is right by Baylor's campus. It's right there underneath 35, where every Sunday there will be what looks like a congregation that gathers, rain or shine, underneath the freeway. And it's homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the homeless of Waco that gather for a church service every Sunday. And this piece that they did was extremely moving. I mean, it was really well done, and I'm sure it'll be up for all kinds of Emmys and all that stuff. And they had the preacher on talking about how it used to be just him and a couple of homeless guys. And now this guy, it's huge. I mean, they get hundreds, if not thousands, to participate in this church service every single Sunday.
He has his flock now, huh?
He does have his flock. So,
I want a flock.
I'm watching this, and at the very end, they have a homeless guy talking about the church. And this homeless guy, very stereotypical, very rough looking, looks like he needs a bath and all that. And he's got his shopping cart, and he's got a puppy dog with him, and he starts talking about what the church means to him. And then at the end, he lets out a giggle. And I immediately reached for the recorder, rewound it, hit record, because I knew that the laugh that he put out was pretty much one of a kind. Albeit a short one, certainly one that will definitely be in the rotation. So here is homeless guy with funny laugh. Oh, by the way, do we have an engineer back there? It might help.
Yeah, it's Groobs.
What?
Is he back there?
Yes.
Okay, is it up?
No, we're...
Is the iPod up, Nick?
We're speaking out here.
Oh, all right. God. Well, let's party on.
Are you up over here?
I want to go to bed.
You effing kidding.
Why don't we test this stuff?
I mean, are we really...
Your description was funny enough.
Yeah, we don't need to hear it.
Just imitate it.
Christ.
All right, let's just all be patient here, okay?
Let's regroup. Let's see if we can try this one more time.
Take two.
Holy effing mother of God.
This is not funny, Killer. Killer's over there laughing at you.
I mean,
he's reveling in your angst. I feel your pain.
We're having audio difficulties with...
Was that Ray Stone?
Yes.
We're having audio difficulties.
Really? This is really happening to me right now.
What are
now.
You trying to play it from?
So is anyone doing anything out there?
Yeah.
Or are they just laughing at you?
They're laughing, but there's really not much. I mean, it's just I'm simply plugging this into my Mac.
Uh-huh.
I'm hitting this.
Because this has always been fail-safe in the past. All right, no more.
Let's take it back to the studio now where Michael Gruber...
No more audio from computers, period.
Just email it to me next time.
Yes. Inco
only. This really stuns me. I don't know how else to put it. It just stuns me. Let's go back now to last week on the final day of the presentation.
Boy, this really had a big build-up, too.
I'm really pissed right now. I don't know if you can see it in my eyes, but I'm really pissed.
This was really sold big. I feel let down myself.
You should. When we had Toby Gerhardt on, I didn't realize this at the time, but I launched into an all-time record question as far as length goes. And I was alerted to this point by an emailer later on in the evening, and I didn't even get a chance to listen to it, but Dan McDowell played it for me, I guess, Monday, and I couldn't believe what I heard. Now, Bob Sturm is known for asking the longest questions.
Long, winding questions.
Matter of fact, does he hold the record? I think he does. If you do a search for long question Bob, I think that he had a question that was about a minute and a half long, maybe a minute 40. But I really wasn't far behind with this, and let me just say this. I didn't know how to get into this topic with Toby Gerhardt because I wanted to ask him about the whole white running back thing.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And I knew I was going to ask the question the whole time, and I wasn't nervous about it or anything, but once I started to get into the question...
A question like this has to be couched a certain way, and once you started... You overcouched.
I so overcouched. Like, he would have cared, too. All I really had to say...
I guarantee you, he has heard this question so many times before, it's not even funny.
And I got into it, and then I think I really did start getting nervous in the middle of it, and I didn't know where the hell I was going. So, here is my... And just count the different directions that this thing goes, that I take this. Go ahead.
Kind of screwed for me, you know, to come out and, you know, perform like I did all year round, and for our team to get to a bowl game for the first time in 8 years was just something truly special.
Now, you guys, you know, as far as what we see college football wise, we're pretty Big 12 specific, you know, and your name didn't jump up off the radar on the radar until a couple games into the season, but your coach did a damn good job of hyping you up, and so did your school, and, you know, obviously your numbers helped too.
Can you stop
it there?
I remember...
Okay, that was 20 seconds. And you had a gym...
What am I doing?
I don't know, but you had
All right, now already, you started this off kind of like, do you like your job?
Uh-huh.
And you've cussed once.
And you had a gym moment.
I did?
Yeah, because you said when you weren't on the radar,
Okay, so three things have gone wrong already.
And I'm not even near, not even close to getting to where I want to go.
Oh, you're not even anywhere near halfway through.
20 seconds in, and I haven't even approached the subject. Go ahead.
Dang you, I'd seen you... I guess the previous year, but the first time I really took notice of you was, I think it was your first conference game, and you had a couple of runs that, because I always just stereotype you, and I think it's just because you're a white guy, you know? Seriously, and
pause
you just
there.
Don't see a lot of...
How far am I along?
40.
40 seconds.
And you reminded him that he's a white guy, and then you said, you know?
Right.
You're a white guy, you know?
So it took me 40 seconds to get to the white part.
Mm-hmm.
40 seconds.
And the thing has already taken on a pretty big Chris Farley tone, too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
White running backs, and instantly you hear, well, he's just like John Riggins. And you had a run that I saw on the typical lead draw play that you guys run where you made a move on a guy and then ran over a safety, and I can't remember who the team was. I was like, holy crap. It was so impressive, and you continue to do that all year, and it, as much as people want to stereotype you as a white running back or whatever, you've gone above and beyond all that. You're now a running back, which has got to be the ultimate compliment for you.
Definitely. You know, like you said, all along,
Did I even ask a question?
No, you didn't.
You
that was a minute
a 10.
A minute and 10 second statement.
You're the best.
And you know, the sad part is, I think I had another question in there that was about 50 seconds long.
You were in rare form that day.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was David Frost-esque.
Did you find that Bob Sturm question by any chance? Did you do a search for it?
We've got a lot of things labeled Bob Long question.
There's a whole inco full of them.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
What's the longest one you see?
It's actually the one that he asked Barry Sanders at Ticket Stock.
That's the longest one?
Seems to be.
How long is it?
Somewhere in the minute range, I believe.
God, so I have a longer question than him?
That wasn't even a question.
No.
Basically,
he might have a question. You had a statement.
Basically, you were telling him that he's a white running back, and that's pretty cool.
No, that if I would have just said, a lot of people stereotype you as a white running back, but I saw a couple of runs that would dispute that fact, and I think now that you're just called a running back, that's the ultimate compliment. How do you feel about that?
That would have sufficed.
But I started off by saying, we're in Big 12 country, and what was that about? What was
it? I don't know.
Do you understand how bad sometimes we just suck at this
job?
Yeah,
I know. Hey, let's play some more audio from your computer.
That just kind of leads us to... I want to hear the Bob Stern, Barry Sanders question.
So, with regards to the... Because you were in the 89 draft, and that unbelievable top five where, what, four of you are in Canton right now. Four of you in Tony Man. Oh, no, Deion's not in there yet. So, it went Troy...
He will be.
Mandrich.
Will be. Yeah.
The two Sanders and Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas, right, right.
So
right.
How much of the whole legacy thing, when everyone gets to the Super Bowl and talks about legacy every year in Hall of Fame, how much of it is just pure luck on where you go on draft day and what you have to work with as a football player? Because you couldn't have done any more of your on your own.
Give me the question.
They're very confusing. Yeah. His questions are confusing.
Bam.
At least that was about totally 45.
What's that?
That was about 45.
Yeah, that's not long. I swear we had one that was like a minute and a half from him that we played one time.
I see one that's labeled Bob Long question that's 115. No idea what it is.
We'll play it.
Okay.
Now, you were part of this Cowboys team, of course, right during the... Well... During the biggest flying circus era of the franchise. I think that's pretty close. So, you know, we all know what dealing with the Cowboys and the Cowboys media, and every little story is a huge explosion of controversy and talk, and it goes certainly back to your... In fact, it was probably worse back then, but I was just thinking about this the other day. It was only 10 days ago. 10 days! That this Tony Romo, Peter King story broke, that he'll be starting, and that was that week's controversy. Mm. And then it was just 4 or 5 days ago, we had T.O. getting fined almost $10,000 for missing meetings and rehab and all that. And it's just every day. And I wonder what the wear and tear is in the locker room, if there's any, of just playing here as opposed to, and you played other places.
Oh, my God!
There's got to be something more about being a part of the circus that is trying to play. It's like playing for the Yankees. Every little thing is a huge story. And just in the last 10 days, we've had these huge stories that burn brightly for a couple days, and then they're gone.
Wow.
It's just, is it weird?
Is it weird? See, the thing about this is, and I experienced this with Toby, you get to a certain point where you've gone in so many different directions that you don't even know what you're saying, or if you're asking a question at all.
At least you didn't totally lose your train of thought. You kept in mind whatever it was you were trying to get to.
Yeah, Bob just said.
And so did Bob.
Is it weird?
Is it weird?
So did Bob. He just had a rather abrupt ending there.
I mean, it's so funny to hear all of the qualifiers that go along the way of the question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what, though? We've all been there. We've all done that.
I can't do it, but it's funny to make fun of other people.
Well, you don't do interviews either.
Mm-mm.
Boy, and speaking of interviews, I tried to get Danny this weekend.
What?
Danny was doing the orphanage with Davey, and they were out at South Fork Ranch, and they had, like, the curator or something on, some madam who was running South Fork.
Adele. She was a very sweet lady.
Some madam?
I don't know.
She was, like, a tour guide.
It's not a whorehouse.
So they're in the middle of an interview with this woman, and they're asking about the history of it and everything and stuff that's going on at South Fork. And so in the middle of the interview, I text Danny, and I say, ask her about the scene that they shot in Return of the Jedi out there at South Fork, the last Star Wars movie. Praying to sweet holy Jesus that I would hear, hey, can you tell me about that Star Wars scene that was shot out here? So they wrapped up the interview, and then Danny texted me, and he goes, are you serious? And I text him back. I go, yes, George Lucas was a huge fan of the TV show Dallas. It's a really crazy story. Ask her about it. So then I hear them come back from a break, and they're going, And Danny starts reading the text. He's like, man, Corby says they shot a scene from Return of the Jedi out here. He's like, really? Yeah, I mean, is it
Well, did they?
No! God, no, they didn't. No!
But I thought it was slightly believable enough that maybe on the planet Endor or something
It's
almost believable. But I was thinking, man, I would have heard of that. And then thank God we had a producer back here. So TC looked it up and he goes, I think Corby's lying. He goes, I can't find anything on the internet about that.
But I just was thinking of a movie that was shot around 1982 or 3 when Dallas was at its height, you know, and I was like, Return? Oh, perfect. George Lucas shot the one of the Skywalker training scenes there.
That's a great story.
Thank you. All right.
Let's go.
Let's try this one more time.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Yeah.
What has changed?
I don't know. Maybe something.
Are this is ready? About to be the definition of insanity.
Are you ready?
It is. Go.
God! Son of a bitch!
Be like the Fonz, hit it, maybe it'll start.
Oh, crap. Well,
you're in trouble, by the way.
We tried. Why am I in trouble?
Because. You'll see.
Because?
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay.
Epic fail.
People are pissed back here.
Welcome to the only radio show where you see the definition of insanity come to life. Only here. All right, 5:34 here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow morning on...